FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Put to death, delaying a wall. I'm Elliot Francis. In Arkansas, a pair of convicted murderers were put to death overnight. Reed Binion reports.
We're glad this is over with, and we're ready as a family to move on from it.
Victims' family members expressing a sense of closure Monday. The state of Arkansas carrying out not one but two executions. Authorities executing Marcel Wayne Williams. Williams' execution carried out after a federal judge lifted a temporary stay. That stay based on claims about the execution of another inmate hours earlier. Williams' lawyers arguing that the lethal injection death of Jack Harold Jones was, quote, torturous and inhumane. Jones was sentenced to death for the 1995 rape and murder of Mary Phillips. I'm Reed Binion.
The clock ticking down as Congress puts together a budget package to keep the federal government running. Meanwhile, the president raising questions after hinting he may delay a fight over paying for the wall with Mexico until sometime later this year. I'm Elliot Francis. Former Fox News host Bill O'Reilly is speaking publicly for the first time since being fired last week. Steve Kastenbaum tells more.
O'Reilly lacked the energy he often exhibited at the start of his TV show.
I am sad that I'm not on television anymore. I was very surprised how it all turned out.
The former Fox News host said he can't say a lot now because there is a lot going on. But the truth will come out, and he said he thinks his fans will be shaken.
There's a lot of stuff involved here. Now, I can't say any more because I just don't want to influence the flow of the information.
He said his listeners have a right to know the truth and it will come out sometime in the future. O'Reilly didn't say how long that might be. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
The State Department's website no longer carries a promotional article about President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. The department pulled the item Monday after getting a number of complaints, including at least one from a member of Congress. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Firefighters are still keeping an eye on hot spots in that five-alarm fire in College Park after what's being called one of the largest fire suppression efforts in the history of Prince George's County. The five-alarm fire started yesterday morning in an apartment building still under construction. As it went to multiple alarms during the day, the nearby University of Maryland closed down and surrounding streets were blocked. That fire was finally under control by early evening. At least five jurisdictions responded to yesterday's huge fire in College Park, and getting hundreds of firefighters on the same page is no easy task.
We go back and forth between borders on a regular basis.
And Alexandria Fire Chief Robert Dubay says the D.C. area is lucky in that respect.
It's not common, and you don't have to go far outside of here to find it, where there's no mutual aid and jurisdictional lines aren't crossed.
On a theoretical level, local fire chiefs meet once a month through the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments.
We have documents, procedures, tactical, operational guides that we all agree to.
But on a practical level, the biggest challenge it has seen with 200-plus firefighters is accountability.
You just have to make sure they're all safe, they're all operating where they were assigned to operate.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Police arrested a man who they say was flying a drone in restricted airspace during that fire yesterday. They say his drone flew into the path of a police helicopter. Montgomery County elections officials plan to have another look at the county's voter registration procedures. This after allegations by a conservative watchdog group that the voter rolls are filled with names of people not eligible to vote. Democratic Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is endorsing former Congressman Tom Perriello for governor of Virginia. Earlier, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont also endorsed Perriello, who's running against Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam in the June Democratic primary. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,764, the Nasdaq at 5,984. Sports, the Hawks even their playoff series with the Wizards with a Game 4 win. Baseball, the Nats lose in Colorado, the O's beat Tampa Bay. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Spring is finally here, which means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you know that some nights can seem endless. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from your CPAP machine, there is another option, and it doesn't require a mask or hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA-approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, a couple of items early on. Beltway first. We'll go Maryland. That's where we have an incident heading out of Silver Spring into Bethesda. Outer loop right before you get to Connecticut Avenue. Had the two right lanes blocked with this crash, and they're in the process of trying to move all that to the right shoulder. So patience just as you head past George Avenue, approaching Connecticut Avenue, because you'll hit the brakes very quickly there. Let's go Virginia on the Prince William Parkway, Manassas area. Northbound Prince William Parkway between Balls Ford Road and 66. Accident currently stopped traffic. That tractor trailer involved in this crash. Southbound side, your lanes are open. Temporarily blocked here, Baltimore Washington Parkway inside the Beltway. Northbound BW Parkway approaching 202. Police on the scene and a tow truck there. Southbound lanes are open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet Tuesday. Hopefully you packed along the rain gear. Rain in the forecast. Occasional rain around. Most of it light for the first part of the morning. Then into the day, the rain picks up a bit. As low pressure tracks to our east, a gusty northeast breeze, 61. Still some showers around tonight, 57. Tomorrow, 75. Mostly cloudy. Thursday, more sun than clouds. Upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Stafford, 51 in Olney, 55 degrees in Washington. Ohio Governor John Kasich says America needs to give Donald Trump a chance. But he won't rule out running against him in 2020. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. And a very good morning to you. It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Tuesday morning. Joining us at 6:35 is Dan McHugh. He's with the Montgomery County Young Republicans. And we're going to talk to him about cleaning up the voter rolls in Montgomery County. Very important. At 7:05, Dr. Stephen Farnsworth to talk about the Virginia gubernatorial race. At 7:35, one of the authors of that great book, Shattered, that book is about what went on in the Clinton campaign, especially in the last couple of days and surrounding the actual election night. She will be joining us. That's going to be fantastic. At 8:05, Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner. At 8:35, it is our economist Larry Kudlow to join us. I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning to you. And look, there is a lot going on in this town right now as Congress comes back to work, etc. And there are three things that are sort of on the plate and being considered and being discussed and which there is movement on. And all of them are sort of important things. And so I just want to ask this question of you here this morning. Of these three things, which is the most important to you? Getting health care reform, getting tax rates lowered and tax reform, or building the wall down along the border, which is something that the president campaigned on. 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630. Healthcare reform, tax reform, building the wall. Which is most important to you? Which is the greatest priority? If you had to pick one and said, let's focus on this, what would it be and why? It's 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. And while you're calling in, let me give you a lot of details going on about all of these things. First, on health care reform, you know, after being able to get the votes you needed to push health care reform through the House of Representatives, while we've been in the middle of spring break, there have been some negotiations that have been ongoing, and it now appears that there will be some movement. Now, are we there yet? No, I don't think we're there yet, but it is clearly continued movement, and there is some hope that that can be resurrected and pushed through the House of Representatives if they can find the magic formula that keeps everybody on the Republican side of the equation on the same page. Tax reform. Tomorrow, we're going to get the bare bones, the framework of what the president would like to do with regard to tax reform. Among some of the things that have been reported, perhaps a 15% corporate tax rate down from some 35%, but some other tax simplification and a tax cut for the middle class. It's not the final plan, but it is going to be apparently the framework of the tax tax cut proposal. And when it comes to building the wall, well, there are reports this morning that the president is willing to back off, at least temporarily, on this insistence that the spending bill, which must be passed by Friday, contain money to start building the wall. He's backed off of that and suggested that, well, if I get some border security money, not necessarily earmarked for building the wall, but things like more additional border agents, some other technology that can be used to secure the border, that might be enough for now. So all three of these things are in the works right now. There are discussions ongoing, and since government seems to be incapable of doing only one thing at more than one thing at a time, I'm curious for you this morning, of those three things, which do you wish they would drill down on like a laser beam? Which would you want them to tackle first? Is it going to be health care reform, tax reform, or building the wall? And tell me why you feel that way. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I think that the thing that I really would love to see is a continued insistence that we do something about the southern border. I would love to see the wall built. I believe I'm from that part of the world. I'm from West Texas, and I believe a wall would make a difference. In some places, it doesn't have to be a physical wall. It can be enhanced security. But I do believe that we need to focus on securing the border first and foremost. I think that is a priority. It is certainly what the president campaigned on, and I wish that that would be the number one priority. But, you know, tax reform would be good. Health care reform, that's something he campaigned on as well. All of those things would be great, but if I had to say which one I want them to focus on first, like a laser beam, I'd have to say it'd be securing the border and starting to build that wall. But what do you say? Phone lines are open at 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMA.
I want to get to the call, so I'll make mine very quick and simple. Tax reform, I think more people would see a bang for their buck. That would definitely resonate with people's wallets. That's what people want to see. People want to feel like something's being done. The wall isn't necessarily visible to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So, and we know that what illegal immigration border crossings are down 70%. So we're already seeing an effect just from the talk of that.
Yeah.
So I think people need to see something in their wallets right away to feel like something's being done. So I go tax reform.
All right. There you have it. Mary says tax reform. I say let's focus on that border. What do you say, Joe in D.C.? You're on with Brian and Mary.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Doing
good.
Great. What do you think, Joe?
We got to have health care. Look, you can't have seniors deciding whether to eat or take medicine. You can't have somebody that needs dialysis standing in front of GW University Hospital wishing he can get in on a dialysis machine. If you don't take care of your own people in the greatest nation in the world, what good is anything else?
So you think that should be absolutely the top priority?
If you don't have health, you don't have a country. You can't have people walking around sick that need medical attention that can't get it because they can't afford it. I mean, what do you want to do? Take them out in the field and just get rid of them? Come on.
Yeah, all right. You make a good point, Joe, and a passionate one at that. Thank you for the call. And that's sort of, look, I mean, you have to have priorities. There are so many things that the president promised, and we've got 4 years to tackle some of these things. I think you need to focus on one, and maybe it is health care. So now we have three. You believe tax reform. I believe the border. He believes health care. Yeah, so everybody's got an opinion about this. How about Paul in D.C.? You're on with Brian and Mary this morning. What do you say, Paul?
Oh, dude, this is beautiful because Joe's a friend of mine, and we've worked together. I disagree with you, Brian, and I disagree with Joe. Mary, first time talking to you. It's a pleasure. I agree with you.
Oh, thank you.
The American people work entirely too hard. The tax system needs to be reformed. My daughter has four boys. By the time she pays for child care, she's literally was bringing home $60 a pay period. There's got to be something that has to be done. People need to take home more money in their pockets, and then maybe they can afford better health care. Joe, how about that one?
All right. Listen, thank you so much for that, Paul.
I like when listeners speak to each other. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know, try to keep it all within the family. That's what we do here on Mornings on the Mall. How about Russ in Charleston? You're on with Brian and Mary. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Charlestown. I think he needs to go towards the border because he needs to stay away from health care and let it collapse under its own weight. We elected him to repeal, not to replace.
Mm-hmm. So health care is not the big thing, and you're with me on the border, right?
I'm absolutely with the border because if they replace Obamacare, it's just going to be Obamacare light, and it's going to be just as bad.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what compromise they're going to be coming up with on that. I mean, there seemed to be such a big difference between some Republicans, the Freedom mm-hmm. Caucus, what they wanted and what seemed to be developing under the watchful eye of the Speaker of the House. That I'm not sure how they're going to bridge that gap. That'll be interesting to see. Well, listen, there's so much more to talk about here. Our question is: health care, tax reform, build the wall. Three things being discussed this week in Washington. Which is the most important to you? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Now 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Manassas. We wake up to a problem here on the Prince William Parkway. If you're trying to get up toward I-66 or if you're heading out anytime soon, it is shut down. Northbound 234, the Prince William Parkway closed right at Balls Ford Road. Accident just ahead of that involves a tractor trailer and a car with a fuel spill. Prince William police say that will be closed for an indefinite period of time. Still trying to assess the situation. So the detour going to be set in place. Prince William Parkway, you need to take Balls Ford Road, head over to Sully Road, depending on if you're going east or west on 66, or Balls Ford over to Wellington Road. Again, Manassas, that will be with us for some time. No longer with the problem on the Beltway in the Silver Spring into Bethesda. The accident outer loop at Connecticut Avenue, that has cleared, and that delay that we had is quickly easing. Northbound BW Parkway at 202. This is inside the Beltway, crash beat at the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for showers, maybe fog, occasional rain, breezy today. Sort of a raw day, high only around 61 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with a slight chance of rain showers, 57. Tomorrow, 75 degrees and cloudy. Thursday, mostly sunny, temperatures in the upper 80s. Friday, partly cloudy, temperatures in the upper 80s. Saturday, sun and clouds, and a mix of sun and clouds and a high in the low 90s. How about that? And on Sunday, in the upper 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees. It's a 5:17 on WMAL. Phone lines are open at 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Three things being discussed this week in Washington, D.C. Health care reform, tax reform, building the wall. So if you had to pick one, which do you think is the priority? Which should be the thing that everybody focuses on in this town like a laser beam? Give us your thoughts. I said, let's get the border thing straightened out. Mary believes tax reform.
I want more money in my pocket.
Yeah, well, a lot of people do. I mean, listen, all of these things would be good to accomplish.
If I got more money in my pocket, the insane health care and premiums every month wouldn't be as daunting as they are now.
Well, I got to tell you, I think all of these things are things that there's a real upside to doing all three of these things. But as I have pointed out, it seems that in this town, it is impossible for Washington to do more than one thing at a time. So let's prioritize, folks.
It's run by men. You can't multitask.
Well, you may be right there. How about to Mike in La Plata? Line 3, you're on with Brian and Mary. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Brian. As much as I'd like to have all three, I think for the president, I think the most important one to get done, and I think it's the first domino needs to fall because I think the other dominoes will fall easier for him, is health care. I mean, he's got to get that money out of that poison pill Obamacare.
All right. Listen, thank you for that. I got so many calls, I want to make sure I get a bunch of them in. Bill in Stafford, line 9. You're on with Brian and Mary. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Brian and Mary. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I definitely think we should go with the wall. And the reason I say that is because in our area, we've got a disproportionately high number of illegal workers in the service fields, like heating and AC, electrical work. I mean, something to the lines of 30 to 40% of our workforce. You know, when you cut back on the number of illegals coming in, that increases everybody's salaries because, you know, the jobs that were being taken by all these unskilled workers suddenly come back to, you know, hardworking Americans who are trying to earn a pension.
But they're already here. But they're already here. So what good does building the wall do for you?
Well, I mean, and again, then you need to go back to enforcing
our
immigration laws.
Yeah.
And you know,
these are important things that haven't been done for years that need to happen to get America back on track, get people that are working for their retirements and working for their health care to get the jobs and be able to earn the paycheck and come home and you know, be happy.
Man, all right. Thank you for that, Bill. Greatly appreciate the call. Al in Silver Spring, you're up next with Brian and Mary. Okay, you got your health care reform, you got your tax reform, you got your building the wall. All of these things being discussed right now in Washington. What's the priority for you?
Priority is tax reform. I have to go with Mary on this one. Tax reform is just so huge. It encompasses so much of our lives, and the IRS is too freaking powerful. We need to rein them in.
Yeah, I'm with Al. Blow them up.
Blow it up. Thank you, Al. Appreciate that. John in Virginia. Tell us what you think, John. You're on with Brian and Mary.
I agree with Joe. I think it should be the health care reform. You yourself have said that the border, since we got the word out, we're enforcing the laws. People aren't coming in droves like they were. The wall is important, but it'll come. We got to trust in the Donald and things will happen. He's moving them and shaking them. I think it's starting to work.
So you want health care?
Health care, I think, would be very important. All three are really important, but I think get the health care out of the way and then move on from there. Right now, enforce the laws we've got, weed the bad ones out. Things are happening.
All right. Thank you for that, John. Appreciate the call. And everybody's got some really good logic behind their position on this. I love that this morning. Dave in Brandy Station, Virginia, you're up next. What do you say, Dave?
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
I think it should be the wall. I think the wall needs to go up.
Why?
And why? What makes that in your mind the top priority?
Well, there is so many undocumented illegal workers in this country now, and it's one of the things that Donald promised during his campaign, and I think that needs to go up. I'd like to see it go up sooner than later.
All right. Thank you for that. Well, you know, one of the things we're hearing this morning about the wall is that the president might accept some kind of deal that does not tie money, doesn't require money in this spending bill that has to be passed by Friday, and might take some money for border security, but not the actual starting of the construction of the wall. So that may not make some people happy. We'll have more of your calls straight ahead. It is now 5:22.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
Attention homeowners, rates are near historic lows again. Our friends at Network Capital Funding Corporation wanted to let you, the WMAL listener, know now is the perfect time to refinance. Now is also a great time to purchase a home, with demand so high in some areas that they're experiencing bidding wars. If you have a 10-year fixed mortgage rate higher than 2.875% with an APR of 3.06%, then you need to call 800-780-68. That's 800-780-68. Don't wait. Pick up the phone and call 800-780-68 and take advantage of this 10-year fixed rate of 2.875% with an APR of only 3.06% before rates go up. Call now, 800-780-68, and listen to the Mortgage Radio Show heard at 1 p.m. on Saturdays featuring Network Capital. And remember to call 800-780-68.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rates subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-780-68 for additional cost information.
Hey, DC homeowners, Larry O'Connor here for Renters Warehouse, your residential property management experts. Are you a part-time landlord rocking rent collection and maintenance repairs? Are you buried in lunchtime errands and after-dinner tenant tasks that take you away from the good life? Well, do-it-yourselfers, it's time to outsource your headaches so you can increase your opportunities. Let Renters Warehouse manage your properties and set you on the fast track to financial and lifestyle freedom. The Rent Estate Advisors at Renters Warehouse specialize in tenant placement with rent collection, maintenance coordination, paperwork processing, and much more. There's no marketing fees and no cancellation fees, just total focus on making you money. So stop managing and start multiplying your investment properties with Renters Warehouse. Turn your attention to growing your portfolio and your earnings and let them take care of the rest. Call a Rent-A-State advisor today at 202-625-4370 or go to renterswarehouse.com. That's 202-625-4370, Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Ryan Zimmerman.
Another high try.
Rocks the Rockies world.
See you later.
Catch everything. Nationals, Rockies, tonight at 8 on Masson 2. Jason Wirth.
And that ball is blistered to left center.
His bat powered 2 wins over Colorado last season. Catch everything. Nationals, Rockies. The series continues tomorrow night at 8.
It is 525. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Just outside of the Roslyn Tunnel, if you're heading eastbound 66, be cautious in the tunnel. No delay at all. And once you get out of the tunnel, that's where you have the crash. Police on the scene, mostly to the shoulder. Slightly crowded is the right lane. Again, eastbound 66 after the tunnel. Good across the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Bridges into town look good so far. Now, we are struggling in Manassas. Have a crash that closes the Prince William Parkway. So listen up. They say this might be closed for a while. Tractor trailer with a fuel spill. Northbound Prince William Parkway closed between Balls Ford Road and I-66. So the detour set up in place will be detoured onto Balls Ford Road toward your destination, whether that's over to Sully Road or you have to get to Wellington Road. No problems on 66 right now to report out of Gainesville and heading up through to the Capitol Beltway. Out of Frederick, we had a minor crash. Now it's quickly cleared, but a little bit of activity on the shoulder on 270 South, right as you approach Monocacy. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More damp and dry on this Tuesday as the rain's coming in. Occasional showers and rain around, and temperatures only in the low 60s with a northeast breeze today. So kind of raw out there, kind of damp with a decent amount of rainfall. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 55 degrees. It's 526 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter in-house. We're asking you this question. The 3 things that are really going to be discussed a great deal this week in Washington: healthcare reform, tax reform, building the wall. There are maybe major developments on each of those stories. Which is the most important to you? Alex and Sterling, you're on with Brian and Mary. Hello, Alex.
Hi, Brian and Mary. To me, the wall is the most important thing. And the reason is we don't know who's coming across that border, as far as I'm concerned. And that scares me to death.
Yeah, not only from the immigration standpoint, but from the national security standpoint is what you're saying.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
But I'm equally as happy, honestly. I said the wall, but I agree with Mary as well. Tax reform would be incredible.
Well, you're just agreeing with everybody, aren't you? You're an agreeable guy, Alex. That's what we appreciate the call. It's now 5:28 on WMAL.
It's Larry O'Connor for my friends at Zero Res, the company that's revolutionized the way carpets and rugs are cleaned. I use them at my house, and I highly recommend you do, too. Look, carpets should be professionally cleaned at least once per year. So with spring now upon us, it's a great time to have Zero Res help you with your spring cleaning. Say goodbye to all the dirt, grime, bacteria, pollen, pet stains, ugly traffic patterns, and odors lurking in your carpets, because a Zero Res clean will leave your carpets looking brand new again. Zero Res also can use their system to deep clean oriental rugs, wood and tile floors, and even upholstery. Did you recently move or plan to list your home for sale or rent? If so, a Zero Res clean is a must. Have your home look the best. Listen, I've got a great offer for my WMAL listeners. Book today, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $147. Plus, you'll get a hallway cleaning for free. Call now, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, forward or backwards, it's spelled the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
85%. According to the IRS, when you claim your Social Security benefits, you could get taxed on as much as 85% of your benefits. The money you were counting on to help fund your retirement could be a fraction of what you thought it was going to be. But there are ways you could dramatically reduce this huge tax bill and keep this money for yourself. Learn how in a Social Security report from Carson Wealth. There's no cost, so you've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to get your report now at 888-423-1954. Don't leave tens of thousands of dollars on the table. Call 888 888- 888-423-1954. 888-423-1954. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Hey, if that favorite restaurant that you go to starts to get political, will you stop going there? We'll take your calls. We'll talk about it coming up right after the news. It's 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Some firefighters have been on the scene through the night, keeping an eye on hot spots in that College Park apartment building, where a fire yesterday eventually went to five alarms and forced officials to close the nearby University of Maryland. The fire started yesterday morning in that apartment building under construction near campus. President Trump says he's open to delaying funding for the wall on the Mexican border, a sign the White House may not force a showdown over the wall as a government shutdown looms.
The president met with a small group of conservative journalists here at the White House. He says, look, if that funding doesn't happen at this point, it can come in September on the next round of budget talks.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. The state of Arkansas has executed two more death row inmates.
Victims' family members expressing a sense of closure Monday. The state of Arkansas carrying out not one but two executions. Authorities executing Marcel Wayne Williams. Williams' execution carried out after a federal judge lifted a temporary stay. That stay based on claims about the execution of another inmate hours earlier. Williams' lawyers arguing that the lethal injection death of Jack Harold Jones was, quote, torturous and inhumane. I'm Reed Binion.
South Korea's military says North Korea held major live fire drills in the area around the eastern coastal town of Wonsan today. The North Korean exercise took place just as a U.S. guided missile submarine arrived in South Korea, and envoys from the U.S., Japan, and South Korea met in Tokyo. Washington is having its warmest April on record. The Washington Post Capital Weather Gang says summer-like weather coming at the end of this week will likely secure the month in the record books as the warmest ever. D.C.'s average April temperature as of last Sunday was 62.4 degrees. That's more than 6.5 degrees warmer than normal. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,764. The Nasdaq at 59.84. Sports, the Wizards lose Game 4 to the Hawks. Baseball, the Rockies end the Nationals' winning streak at 7. The Orioles beat the Rays. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you had your home previously listed and it didn't sell, then here's why it's so important to call my friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. The fact is, Sarah and Debbie's homes are more likely to sell and will not sit. One huge reason why is that Sarah and Debbie have over 5,500 ready buyers in their database looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds sell homes 3 times faster and net their sellers nearly 6% more money on average. Sarah and Debbie are so confident your home will sell that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Sarah and Debbie sold Ronald's home in less than 3 weeks after it was on the market with another agent for 9 months. Don't just hire any realtor to negotiate your equity with painful listing times. Now call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
You go to your doctor for an unexplained weight loss, a pain, illness, or cough. Further tests reveal the reality. It's cancer. Well, let's talk reality. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital offers an innovative approach to treating cancer called CyberKnife, a non-invasive treatment using targeted radiation to destroy tumors anywhere in the body with pinpoint accuracy. So there's less risk of damage to surrounding healthy tissue and organs. CyberKnife also treats inoperable or unreachable tumors. Another reality? With CyberKnife, there are fewer treatments than with traditional radiation therapies, and a faster recovery too. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital physicians are among the country's most experienced in using CyberKnife to treat tumors. So if you're facing the reality of cancer, learn the benefits of CyberKnife at 855-218-6685 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/CKCancer.
From one parent to another, did you know that kids who have two obese parents are 80% more likely to risk childhood obesity? 50% more likely if it's one parent that's obese. So if mom is healthy and you aren't, EMP will turn that statistic around. Doesn't matter what your age, doesn't matter how much you need to lose, it's never too late. Larry here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. You know, I am down 30 pounds now. Let me tell you about my wife, Meredith. Now, this past week, she was down another 4 pounds, and wow, does she look good. Meredith is targeted to be at her empowered weight soon. Actually, we both are. It's so much fun doing this as a team. Summer's right around the corner. Imagine how it feels to be comfortable again in your skin. There's still time to shed the pounds and love the way you look in your summer clothes. A whole new you. Now's the time to make it happen. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We'll start with the accident cleared on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. If you heard me talk about it, you're good to go inside the Beltway. Northbound BW Parkway 202, that crash completely gone. And that brief delay we had also cleared. Now, new problem on the Maryland Beltway. Second crash. First one before Connecticut Avenue has been cleared. Now we have one after Connecticut Avenue outer loop before you get to 270. I definitely see some of that volume starting to form, so keep alert through that stretch. Manassas, Prince William Parkway, northbound is closed between Balls Ford Road and I-66. You'll be detoured onto Balls Ford Road. If you're coming southbound off of 66 on the Prince William Parkway, your travel lanes are open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Kind of a raw day today. A gusty northeast breeze already kicking up. Not much rain yet, but more occasional rain in the forecast today. It'll start picking up as we go through the day into the afternoon. 61. Cloudy tonight, still a breeze out of the north. Chance of a shower, 57. Wednesday, cloudy, 75. Much warmer Thursday. More sun than clouds in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Herndon, 53 in Waldorf, 56 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
37 on WMAL, where Washington comes talk. Boy, busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall. 6:35 this morning, Dan McHugh from Montgomery County Young Republicans. He's working along with Montgomery County officials now, apparently, to clean up the voter registration rolls in Montgomery County. We'll have the latest. 7:05, Dr. Stephen Farnsworth on the Virginia gubernatorial matchups. At 7:35, she's one of the authors of that book, Shattered, in which we've gotten so many sort of backroom details of what kind of chaos was going on in the Clinton campaign. Amy Parnes will join us at 7:35. Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner at 8:05 and Larry Kudlow at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
Now, Brian, I know that you are somewhat of a connoisseur of restaurants. You like a good restaurant, right? You like a good meal in a good restaurant,
I like
right?
me some good food, yeah.
All right, so, and you probably have your favorite places you like to go.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened if you go to the restaurant and you get on your receipt, you know, you get your bill right there, and along the bottom, it says immigrants make America great. They also cooked and served you dinner this evening.
Mm.
And that's at the bottom. After you've eaten, you get that on the bottom of the bill. A little political statement.
Well,
Would that influence you from not going back to that restaurant?
Look, here's where I am on things like that. I defend their right to do it. However, I also defend my right to be, you know, not to not like it. And I got to be honest with you, if I got a political message at the end of my meal that sort of was put a pall on what was otherwise a good experience, it would be reflected in my tip.
Ah, so you would hold the server responsible for management's decision to make a political statement on the bill.
Well, it's the only thing I can do at that point. I can't walk out on the meal.
Would you go back?
Might not.
Okay. And that's what, because more and more restaurants are becoming.
Depends on how much I like that restaurant.
More and more restaurants are becoming political. And I want to talk about, I want to get your opinion on this. I want to know if it would reflect your, would it affect your decision to go back to that restaurant again? Or like Brian just said, it depends on how much I like the meal. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Are you willing to sacrifice your political beliefs for a good meal?
Yeah, well, you know.
That's what it comes down to.
I guess that's true. You know, the thing is, I generally do not hold the server accountable if there's a problem with the meal. If it happened in the kitchen and they're willing to take care of it and they're willing to resolve the matter, then I don't hold them accountable because it's not necessarily their fault. But in this particular case, the only way you can send a message to management is through the staff. And I probably would say, look, I want you to know I have no qualms at all with the service you provided here, but this offends me. And I would let them know why it was being reflected in my tip. I would let them know. And then they will go back to the boss and say, boss, this political crap is costing me my tip money, and you need to stop it, and that would put an end to it. So I could have an impact.
Yeah, I would not do that to the tip. I would not do that to the server with the tip. I would say something to management. I'd call them over and go, here's the deal. I'm not coming back here anymore because of this. So I'm not gonna. I will tip the server the 20 whatever I feel is the right thing to tip the server. I won't take it out on the server. However, I would call management over and say, "You will not see me here again. I'm done, and this is why." And I'm going to tell my friends, and this is why. There is also so this is happening all over. Some restaurants are choosing to make a statement like that. There is a bar that opened in New York City. I don't know how they do this. They're going to give 100% of their profits to organizations that may be in need of funding under the current administration, like the ACLU or Planned Parenthood. So you could go in there and you don't know, and then you find out, oh, all the proceeds go to Planned Parenthood. You're like, wait, what the heck?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, no.
What?
No.
So this is happening more and more, and I have more and more of these examples to share with you. And so it is starting more and more restaurants becoming political. Everybody feels a need now to express their political beliefs and foist it upon you. And it absolutely would affect where I go. I don't care if they have the best fill-in-the-blank steak, whatever it happens to be that you love, absolutely. I'm great at boycotts. It's my thing. I would never go back there ever again. It's unless they sell and they get rid of the politics. I would not go back there because now in the back of my brain, I know this is their cause and I know that's probably where they're donating to. Done. 888-630-9625. Yeah. But I'm good at that kind of thing. I'm really good at holding a grudge. It's frightening. It's a very, very frightening thing. It's a skill,
I'm going to take note of that. You know, the thing about it is that, you know, you're right. You do need to send a message to management. But I just don't like have things shoved in my face.
I agree.
You know, there ought to be places that are neutral. You know, a bar and a restaurant should be one of them.
Yeah. John in Woodbridge, you can kick it off here. You are on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Good morning, John. Would you go back there?
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, don't take it out on the server, especially if it's not their fault. You know, they work hard. They get nothing except that tip. I work in D.C. I'm a Fed. I went to Pizzeria Uno's for lunch one day, sat at the bar. There's no one there except me and a buddy. MSNBC was on. We politely asked if they could put it on Fox News. The server looked at us, the bartender, and said, no, I'll put it on CNN, but not Fox News. And I have never gone back, and I never will.
How about that?
I can't blame you. Listen, isn't the customer always right? That's what I thought. I thought the customer was always right. Yeah, I'm with John. I walk out. I don't go back to places. Thank you so much. Steve in Manassas, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Steve, would it affect you? Would you go back?
Well, I want to make a different point in the fact that stop using the term immigrant when the problem is illegal
Thank
alien.
Thank you.
Well, hold it. No, that's not always true. Some of them are immigrants that are here legally who are also serving your meal.
If you're an illegal alien, you're an illegal alien. If you're an immigrant, you follow the rules.
I think Steve's point, what he's trying to say, is this restaurant in San Francisco that puts this Immigrants Make America Great, they also cooked it, is they are conflating illegal with legal. Yes. And that's what the message on the left is trying to do. They try to conflate illegal with legal,
point,
and
they're
not the same. And that, I think, is what Steve was pointing out. Good point there, Steve. All right, we will get your opinions. Would you go back? 888-630-9625. More coming up. It is now 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Big training brings big benefits for fighting forest fires, like pride, spirit of cooperation, camaraderie, loyalty, and courage. All of these virtues are found in the men and women who support the Modular Airborne Firefighting System mission, a U.S. Forest Service aerial firefighting program comprised of Air National Guard, Air Force Reserve, and other firefighting agencies. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and 3-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
85% of people looking to purchase a home call a real estate agent prior to getting approved for a mortgage. That's like buying a car without a driver's license. It just doesn't make sense. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we're the preferred lender for first-time homebuyers and have a record of getting clients to settlement as well as pairing buyers with qualified real estate agents. Our phone number is 202-625-1221, and our website is cornerstonefirst.com. The new VA IRRLS, or Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan, allows those veterans with a current VA loan to refinance to a much lower rate with no appraisal. That's right, no appraisal, so equity is not an issue. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and VA also allows up to 100% cash out. Our phone number is 202-625-1221, and our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, MC-2271.
Did you hear that 91% of guys that use Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant recommend it? Dove Men Plus Care user Bobby said he doesn't know how it works, but it gets the job done. Sounds good, Bobby. Pick up some new Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant for yourself at your local retailer.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's J.B. Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Off to a little bit busy start here. Maryland Beltway, outer loop after Connecticut Avenue. You're on your way to 270, so between Connecticut and 270, crash. I still see some flashing lights along the left shoulder, slowing a bit. On 270, out of Frederick and down toward the Monocacy, a minor crash quickly cleared out of the travel lanes. But anytime you have the flashing lights, it'll always pull us into a bit of a slowdown. Manassas closed for an indefinite period of time. The Prince William Parkway. So it's going to be a big deal if you take 234 Prince William Parkway. Shut down between Balls Ford Road and 66. Accident with the tractor trailer has a fuel spill, so they need to do this cleanup. Your detour set up to take you on the Balls Ford Road. And southbound Prince William Parkway, your travel lanes are open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Kind of a raw day today. A gusty northeast breeze already kicking up. Not much rain yet, but more occasional rain in the forecast today. It'll start picking up as we go through the day into the afternoon. 61. Cloudy tonight, still a breeze out of the north. Chance of a shower, 57. Wednesday, cloudy, 75. Much warmer Thursday. More sun than clouds in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees, headed up to a high today of 61. It is now 5:47 on WMAL.
And would you stop going to your favorite restaurant if you found out that they were becoming political? They were putting little notes on your bill. You get your bill, and at the bottom it has a little note about immigrants. Or you find out, hey, tonight's the night we're donating all proceeds to Planned Parenthood, or whatever it happens to be. More and more restaurants are starting to do this. 888-630-9625. Let's see. Let's go to Danny in Spotsylvania on line 5. Danny, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary.
Morning. Thanks for taking my call,
sure.
You guys. This is great. It's a great show. Enough is enough. When will this stop? If you go patronize your restaurant of choice and you get your bill, like you're saying, and it was prepped and served by immigrants, okay, that's okay. But what happens if a barbecue joint somewhere in, let's say, South Carolina said your meal was prepared by all Americans, then you're racist? What's going on here? This is what gives me. Politics don't need to be in the restaurant. Would I go back to it? I would never go back to there.
Yeah, I'm with you, Danny. I agree. I don't believe. I think people are learning the pitfalls and sometimes the benefits of bringing politics into any business. Mm-hmm. And I believe that the owner does that at his or her own peril.
I do, too. And look, it's just the place where you want to go, you want to kick back, you want to focus on a nice, pleasant dining experience, and you don't want to have politics shoved down your throat at the end of the meal.
Yeah, I'm with you. Gwen in Arlington. Good morning, Gwen. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Gwen, would you go back?
Good morning. I would probably go back depending on how much I liked the food and how much it compared to other options in the area. And I just wanted to say that as a 30-year-old woman who lives in Arlington, Virginia, I have unwanted political statements shoved in my face all the time. And what bothers me more is just the assumption that I share those unwelcome statements. So I'm really used to it, and I've just really come to accept that I can't control what everyone around me is going to do, businesses and individuals, but I really can control how I'm going to react to it and make my choices with my pocketbook and just my day-to-day decisions based off of those things. And I wouldn't take it out on the server, and I may actually go back to the restaurant because I do respect their right to do that as business owners and coming from a small business-owning family. However, when those beliefs are shoved in my face in such a awkward kind of way, I would probably take the opportunity to write a little note back on the statement, something about how I really appreciate all of that that's done by our troops to protect our nation's freedoms to make statements like that.
Good for you, Gwen. I send my own here's my message right back to you. Gwen, thank you so much. Have a fantastic day.
Just leave your own little message. That's right. Keep it clean, though. Keep it clean.
Richard in Manassas, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Richard, do you go back?
Hey, good morning. No, I wouldn't go back, and I'm all for everyone posting their politics as a consumer. I'm all about, let's see who runs out of money first, you know. but just a side note, I go to tire stores a lot, and almost exclusively they watch CNN on every TV, and I just wait till the lobby's empty and change it to Fox News and hide the remote.
You know, that's hilarious. The other thing you can do, Richard, is you can take the batteries in the remote and switch them so that they don't work.
Wow.
So it still feels the same because the batteries are in it, but then they think it doesn't work.
Mm.
That's another thing you can do.
Mary.
Oh, there's a lot of things you don't know about me, Brian.
I'm learning.
I love that, Richard. Thank you so much for joining us. I love that idea. Adam in Damascus. Adam, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Good.
My question to the, I wouldn't take it out on the server, but my question to the manager would be, is your immigrant staff legal or illegal? If they were illegal, I would go ahead and notify immigration, let them know. I mean, I'm the child of an immigrant, so I have no problem with immigration. Just come here legally.
Right.
Interesting. And now, you know, back in the day, you'd say, you know, I'll let immigration know. They look at you, go, ha, ha, ha. They laugh at you. Now
not
they're like, uh-oh. Maybe not so much anymore. Very interesting.
Here's El Rushmo. It's 551 on WMAL.
Okay, folks, I'm going to give you this straight from the source, ABC News. There is no honeymoon for Donald Trump in a new ABC News Washington Post poll, but also no regrets. He approaches his 100th day in office with the lowest approval rating at this point of any president in polls since 1945. Yet, 96% of those who supported him in November say they would do it again today. The poll shows Trump with 42% job approval, but virtually all of his supporters say they would do it again. This is flummoxing the media. They don't get it. So is the bad showing for Democrats. 67% of those polled say the Democrats are out of touch with the concerns of average Americans. On that, President Trump and Republicans poll better than the media's beloved Democrats. And worse, the Democrats have lost ground with their own base. If there was a do-over election, only 85% of Hillary Clinton's voters still say they're with her. According to ABC, Trump would win again, including the popular vote. The drive-by media, especially outlets like the Washington Post, New York Times, ABC, have spent every waking moment since the election viciously trying to destroy Trump. But the president gets strong poll support when it comes to specifics, like keeping jobs in America, the hit on Syria, and even something as silly as the amount of time he spends at Mar-a-Lago. The drive-by media is not succeeding in their effort to take Trump out. Not yet.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Imagine that I only gave you part of a news story. Be pretty hard to follow, right? Well, that's exactly what happens when you rely on your credit card and bank statements to protect your identity. I mean, sure, your bank can help detect credit card fraud, but not the many other ways your identity can be stolen, like when somebody opens a new account or applies for an online loan in your name. That's why there's LifeLock. LifeLock uses technology to alert you to a wider range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can get more comprehensive identity protection than you can get anywhere else. Join now. Get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/Rush or call them 800-440-4833. Use the promo code Rush. That's LifeLock.com/Rush and save 10%.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Headaches and Migraines on Wednesday, May 3rd at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk. Are you suffering from health problems like weight gain, lack of energy, depression, or back and joint pain? Well, now's the time to do something about it today. Listen to this special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing and visit them online for details.
Control your allergies through a natural integrative approach of chiropractic and nutrition from the Roselle Center for Healing. Take advantage of our spring new patient offer for just $125. For details, visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Manassas shut down as the Prince William Parkway northbound closed between Balls Ford Road and I-66. And serious crash, and now they're going to do an investigation. So it will be closed for an indefinite period of time. All traffic detoured onto Balls Ford Road. Again, that's just the northbound side. Southbound, you can get through. On 66, Gainesville, the Beltway, Falls Church, you're looking good. Just watch coming out of the Roslyn Tunnel, minor crash over to the shoulder. It's not causing any delays, but you'll come out of the tunnel and you'll see those flashing lights. And on the Beltway top side, after Connecticut Avenue, before you get to 270, crash to the left shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Kind of a raw day today. A gusty northeast breeze already kicking up. Not much rain yet, but more occasional rain in the forecast today. It'll start picking up as we go through the day into the afternoon. 61. Cloudy tonight. Still a breeze out of the north. Chance of a shower. 57. Wednesday, cloudy, 75. Much warmer Thursday. More sun than clouds in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees. It's 5:56.
Looking for tips on how to make your money last longer when you retire? Listen to Retirement Key Radio featuring Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services. Sundays at 3 here on WMAL.
Ask any police officer and they'll tell you, as the weather gets warmer, crime rates start to go up. Why don't you do something about it? Hey, it's Brian Wilson. If you're really serious about home security, I recommend you use the best in the business, Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman Security has the industry's only guaranteed response time. Plus, switching to Ackerman is easy and a great way to save money. It can literally cost you nothing to switch over. They can use your existing equipment and have you on the Ackerman Security System in a matter of minutes. At $19.95 a month, monitoring includes burglary, fire, and medical alert monitoring at half the cost of the other guys. For just a few dollars more a month, Ackerman Security has all the latest and most advanced security technology, video, smart locks, and thermostats that can be controlled with the touch of a button on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. So call Ackerman for a free in-home security analysis. Plus, WMAO listeners get 3 months free monitoring for a limited time. Call now, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Spring is finally here, which means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you know that some nights can seem endless. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from your CPAP machine, there is another option, and it doesn't require a mask or hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients.
Number one, be the first to contact key players in the process. First impressions count. Number two, at the end of the day, divorce law, like politics, is very local. Be sure your attorney knows well your judge and his courthouse, which in family court amounts to a king in his kingdom. Number three, timing in divorce, as in everything else, is important. Passage of time always helps one side of the table, but never both. Know which side you're sitting on and act accordingly. For more info, check out dadsdivorce.com. It's a great resource, and it's free.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at cordellcordell.com. That's cordellcordell.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, we've got a roundup of TV news. A lot going on with the whole Fox issue. And Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly made a little bit of a comeback. Also, on North Korea, there seems to be a lot of rumbling going on around North Korea. We'll have an update for you on that as well.
And we'll be joined by Dan McHugh of Montgomery County Young Republicans about the cleanup of the voter rolls in Montgomery County. It's all straight ahead.